that when it gets down to it, my views on voting, I try to be biblical. I try not to get all caught up in all this other stuff, but I do try to have a biblical outlook. I believe you can go to the Bible and prove that abortion is wrong. It's awful, no doubt. I believe you can also go to the Bible and prove that the legalization, well, let me put it another way, that the family unit is a husband, wife, and then you got kids as a result. A lot of what's trying to be put out there now is not according to the biblical style and the biblical pattern of a family. I'll just leave it at that. You know exactly what I'm saying. But what I'm getting ready to talk about today is not about Democrat or Republican. It is not about conservative versus liberal. It is about trusting God. It's about trusting that God can be trusted in all situations. I want to ask you a question. If you're here today and you're a believer, you've trusted Christ as your Savior, do you trust God with your soul, with your eternal soul? If you're saved, I know what you're going to say, absolutely. If you're here today and you know who God is, maybe you don't trust Him in the sense that you're saved, but do you believe that God can take care of your family and provide for your needs? Matthew chapter 6 says that He can. If He can take care of the birds of the air, and you take care of everything else, then surely He can take care of our needs, right? Now, if the God of heaven can be trusted with that, don't you think the God of heaven can be trusted that His purpose and plan is going to be accomplished with whatever happens in this election? Absolutely. Folks, do I have my concerns on a human perspective? Absolutely. Do I have my concerns about some of the things going on? Sure I do. But let me tell you what has happened with me since Tuesday night. And you all know me. I'm on Facebook with most of y'all. I don't put a lot of political stuff on Facebook. There's no reason to. I might laugh at some of your stuff and put a like or whatever, but I don't. Why is that? Because at the end of the day, the God of heaven rules and reigns over the affairs of man. None of this has caught God off guard. You can sit here and say that God allows it. You can say God decrees it. I don't care how you say it. Just as long as you get it in your heart and mind that all of this has not caught God off guard. And whatever happens, we can trust Him that His will is going to be accomplished. Now, do I get concerned about freedoms and liberty? Sure, absolutely. But I'm going to tell you what people better be more concerned about right now than anything. They better be more concerned about the immortal soul. Because the fact of the matter is, folks, and I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me real good, there are no heroes in hell. I want you to get a hold of that. There are no heroes in hell. There will not be a monument lifted up to you for being a patriot, and you die and you go to hell, and it says, well, you know what? So-and-so here, they're a good person, so because they're a hero, we're going to give them a pass. That's not so. Is there a time for patriotism? Absolutely. Is there a time to stand? Sure. But you better understand, first and foremost, folks, that we need to trust God. I want to ask you the question today. Are you trusting God? I've heard a lot of people say, and this is by way of introduction, folks. I've heard a lot of people say over the last several months, well, if this happens, man, this is going to happen. It might. Very well could. I want you to go back and I want you to think about history for a few minutes. The United States of America has a lot of freedoms and blessings and liberties. But my question for you is this. As our Bible, the amendments and the Constitution, or what we go by this book, God never promised us that we were going to have a lifetime full of lollipops and sunshines and have no problems. If he did, then he owes an apology to many believers in the dark ages. Times might get rough. No one likes to think about that. I'm going to tell you right now, I love the way things are. But none of us know what's going to happen. It may end up going on as it has. And I'm going to say this too. Fear-mongering is one of the great political allies. Politicians love doing that so they can get their way. But my question for you today is this. Who are you trusting? Are you trusting the grand old party? Are you trusting the Democratic National Convention? Are you trusting your president or president-elect? Are you trusting the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? That's who our trust is supposed to be in. Now, I want you to look with me, please, in the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel. The book of Daniel. All right, we're going to go back to chapter 2 and verse 14. But our main thought is going to be verses 20, 21, and 22. And it's not going to be real in depth. It's not going to be something that is going to knock your socks off. But this is a sermon that I hope reminds us of who our trust is in. The Bible says, then with counsel and wisdom, Daniel answered Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree from the king so urgent? Then Arioch made the decision known to Daniel. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time, that he might tell the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they might seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret, so that Daniel and his companions might not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, now this is Daniel speaking to the king. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Now here's the first thing I want you to notice in verse 20. Daniel, as he's getting ready to explain some things, he tells the king, he said, listen, bless the God of heaven. God is to be honored. God is to be blessed, if you will. And then he talks about his wisdom and might. That wisdom and might belong to God. God alone gives real wisdom. Now I want you to understand that today, folks. None of the pundits that get on TV or get on the news or anyone else, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, or dare I say Troy McGahan even, has wisdom that belonged to them. The wisdom we need is the wisdom of God Himself. And we can trust Him. Notice this as we continue on. Verse 21. And He changes the times and the seasons. Now think about that. The fall, when does it come about? It comes after summer. When does fall? When does what comes after summer? Excuse me, after fall? Winter. What comes after that? Spring. Who has that all in His hands? God. He is the one that changes the seasons. When there's weather, it's not Mother Nature. That drives me nuts on the news. But to be politically correct, that's what they got to say. Who does that? The God of heaven. But notice this. Not only does He change the seasons, not only is He the one who takes care of the weather, but I want you to look at this next verse, or this next part of the verse. He removes kings and raises up kings. Now, we could camp on this for quite a while. But I want you to think about this in the context of what's going on today. If it comes out that President Trump has lost the election, whether it be hook, whether it be by crook, whether it be by fraud, or whether it be legitimate, I've got my concerns. But no matter how, I want to ask you this question. According to the Word of God, who ultimately determines that? God. I'm going to tell you something that I told the people there in Virginia 4 years ago. I said it on Facebook then, I'll say it now. Whoever our national, state, and local leaders are, it is because God, by His own hand and decree, has placed them there. I can joyfully say that when I was a young man about Ronald Reagan, because again, I agree with his policies. I said the same thing about Barack Obama. And I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't agree with hardly anything he did or said. But I still yet had to say, according to the scripture, that God, for whatever reason, allowed him, placed him there, however you want to say it. I hear people say all the time, what about free will? I'm going to be honest with you, folks. I'm not worried about free will. You know what free will does? Free will leads you to man's nature. And what's man's nature? The base instincts of life. But we're not talking about that right here. We're talking about God sovereignly placing people into power. Of course, everyone wants to make it about free will. It's not about free will. At the end of the day, it's about God putting them in, taking them out. I have no issue with that. Matter of fact, it's biblical. Now, He removes kings and He raises up kings. If President Trump is not the president in January, and it is Joe Biden, then guess what? God removed Donald Trump. God put in Joe Biden for His purpose, whatever that would be. Now, notice this. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Can we trust God? If we need wisdom, who do we need to go to? Wikipedia? Google? No, we need to go to God. If we need knowledge, who do we need to go to? We need to go to the God of heaven. We can trust Him. But then notice this in verse 22. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what it is in the darkness, and light dwells with Him. Verse 23, I thank You and praise You, O God of my fathers. You have given me, notice this, You have given me wisdom and might and have now made known to me what we asked of You. For you have made known to us the king's demands. You know what we can do here and sum up verses 20 through 23? Daniel is giving praise to God here and summing up the theme of this book. Namely this, that it is God who controls all things and grants everyone wisdom and power. It's just that simple. And folks, he does that in everything, including putting in those in power. I'm going to tell you something. This time last week, I was confident that there was a certain person going to get reelected. May not happen. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to get dressed. I'm going to get in my truck. And I'm going to go to work. You know what I'm going to do after I get off work? I'm probably going to come here, do some studying and do some reading. Then I'm going to go home. Then you know what I'm going to do Tuesday? I'm going to do it all again. Wednesday, do it all again. Thursday, do it all again. Friday, do it all again. And you know what? I've not lost one bit of sleep since Tuesday night. And it's not because I'm super spiritual. It's because God has placed this on my heart. Time and time again. And because we have His Word, we can rest in His Word and know that God is going to take care of it, folks. I'm telling you, it's all going to work out the way He wants it to. But I want you to listen to me and listen close. You better make sure. And I'd say this even if President Trump is reelected or whoever it is, that you're ready for eternity. That you're ready whenever you die, that you're going to be in the presence of God Almighty. See, Satan uses things like this to distract people. He uses things like this to get our minds on everything else. Whenever the ultimate question, and really and truly, at the end of the day, all that matters is this: where will you be in eternity? Are you going to be with Christ? Are you saved? Do you know that your sins are forgiven and that heaven's your home? Or, if you died right now, would you lift your eyes in the torments of hell? It's that simple. Folks, this hasn't been the longest sermon I've ever preached. It's not the most theologically deep sermon I've ever preached. But I certainly believe it is the sermon for the hour. And it is something that we need to remember. God puts them in. God takes them out. My trust and faith is not in the grand old party. My faith and trust is in Christ and Him alone. My faith and trust is not in the Democratic National Convention. My faith and trust is not in the Constitution of the United States of America. My faith and trust is not in my president, my state senator, my governor, or anyone else. My faith and trust is in the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And the one that has me securely in His hand. And I know that He, His will always be done. So let's trust Him. Let's all stand. Come and lead us in a verse of invitation. If God has spoken to your heart for any reason at all, we invite you to come.